This is the stellar evolution of a star in the universe. A nebula is the beginning of a star before its birth. The star names you will encounter are some basic different stages in the evolution of a star and all its basic changes.
I'm a molecular cloud, I'm a type of nebula. I have a high density and a very low temperature. This combination creates a gas molecular hydrogen. That's primarily what I'm made of, along with cosmic dust within. When the force of gravity exceeds the outward push of gas, the pressure is so great that I can't help it and start to collapse, which is caused from a shockwave from a near exploding star, or when two molecular clouds collide. Now isn't that bizarre? When the gravity's too strong, I break apart into smaller clouds. Each cloud is a star's beginning, in which I am very proud. Protostars are the name of the clouds that do break free. Let me introduce a protostar that was a part of me. Hello there, I'm the beginning of any kind of star. Let me introduce myself to you, I am a protostar. My core is not hot enough for fusion to occur. To achieve that level of stardom, that process is a chore. The first thing I do when I break free from my molecular cloud, I start to spin until I form this disc around me you see now. As the disc rotates, I produce a strong magnetic field, pulling gas and dust into my center core as I reveal. The infalling gas releases a kinetic energy, creating heat, increasing the temperature in the center of me. At this point, I can transform into a hydrogen-burning star, which is when the nuclear fusion starts in a protostar. This is when I cross over to stage 3 called Titori. We play our different roles in the star formation, you see.
This is the stellar evolution of a star in the universe. A nebula is the beginning of a star before its birth. The star names you will encounter are some basic different stages in the evolution of a star and all its basic changes.
I'm a Titori star now, also a pre-made sequence star. My job's to clear away the dust and gas and send it really far. My stellar winds create bipolar outflows that decrease my mass, till I'm a main sequence star, my center burning nuclear gas. Now I'm a main sequence star now, just like the sun, you know. For billions of years I will burn throughout my light show. Converting hydrogen to helium is how fusion exists. It wants to blow me apart, but has a hard time doing this, cause of gravity of equal power pushing me in. I'm able to stay burning since the fusion did begin. There are many different kinds of stars throughout the universe. Go learn about them all now that you know how they are birthed.
This is the stellar evolution of a star in the universe. A nebula is the beginning of a star before its birth. The star names you will encounter are some basic different stages in the evolution of a star and all its basic changes. This is the stellar evolution of a star in the universe. A nebula is the beginning of a star before its birth. The star names you will encounter are some basic different stages in the evolution of a star and all its basic changes.
Thanks for watching Kids Learning Tube. Please subscribe below and join us next week to learn more about everything.